Good morning. Snow came down heavily quickly last evening, then transitioned to sleet and some freezing rain across a large part of interior New York and New England for the overnight period, exceptions being parts of the Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills, where mostly all snow has been falling overnight and early this morning. The storm system responsible for this precipitation, which gave a general 3 to 6 inch coating with higher amounts in spots during the overnight hours, is still intensifying south of Long Island. It will take a track to the east of Long Island and eventually east of Cape Cod and out over the North Atlantic Ocean today. As a result, the back edge of the precipitation, with light to moderate snow, will pivot through central New York and into the remainder of interior New York and New England right during the morning commute. The result will be another round of light to moderate snow, with an additional 2 to 4 inches of accumulation across most of the region by mid-morning. At this point, the steady precipitation will wind down from west to east and will be left with scattered rain and snow showers for the remainder of the day as a northwest breeze kicks in to start a drying trend. Temperatures will respond to the drier weather by climbing out of the 20s and lower 30s and into the middle and upper 30s for afternoon highs. As we get into the night tonight, more dry air will build in and partly cloudy skies will lead to temperatures dropping back into the upper 20s and lower 30s for overnight lows. This will set us up for a quiet start to the weekend. High pressure will build in, although there'll still be plenty of clouds around, so overall partly sunny and dry on Saturday. It'll be cooler than average still, but milder than it's been, with highs in the lower 40s. An Arctic front will make an approach during the day on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies. There is the risk of a snow shower possible late in the afternoon as high temperatures pull back into the mid-30s. That front will push through on Sunday night and into Monday morning with another round of snow showers, perhaps minor accumulation for the Monday morning commute, then partly sunny, windy, and cold in the afternoon with temperatures in the upper 30s. Behind this front, only in the lower 30s with a mix of sun and clouds and debris on Tuesday, and highs staying around freezing on Wednesday despite mostly sunny skies. Right now, it looks like high pressure will dominate the weather picture into Thanksgiving Day, which will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs near 40 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of cold fronts dropping southward from Canada will lead to snow across the northern tier of the country. One front will approach the northern Rockies, then the northern plains, and light snow will overspread those areas. Snow is forecast to move southward with the cold front across the central Rockies and central plains and then the mid-Mississippi Valley by this evening. The northern and central Rockies could see 5 to 10 inches of snow associated with this system, and a swath of 2 to 4 inches of snow is expected from the northern plains to parts of the upper Midwest by Saturday morning, followed by a fresh surge of very cold weather for the second half of the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow and fog, 9 above 0, with an east wind at 63 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 39 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 2.5 miles visibility and light snow, 30 degrees, the dew point 25, 82% relative humidity, a north wind at 15 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.70 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Hollywood, Florida, to a low of 12 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain, breezy, then gradual clearing in the lower 40s, Boston, rain and windy, then drying out in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, becoming windy with rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 29 degrees, the low 20, the average temperature 25, that's 15 degrees below normal. 3.2 inches of snow yesterday for the month now, 4 inches, that's 3.3 inches above normal. And with 4 inches for the season, that's 3 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low 32. the record high 71 set in 2006 and the record low 7 in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m., sunset this evening 4:31 p.m., 9 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Steady snow ending this morning, then rain and snow showers with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few rain and snow showers, lows right around 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, rain, snow, and sleet ending this morning, then scattered rain showers in the afternoon in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, steady snow ending this morning, then rain and snow showers with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few rain and snow showers with lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, rain, snow, and sleet ending this morning, then scattered rain showers and highs near 40. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Steady snow ending this morning, then rain and snow showers with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers late Sunday and Monday morning, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 30s. Mostly sunny, lower 30s Wednesday, and a mix of sun and clouds for Thanksgiving Day with highs around 40. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.